Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
Let's go, girls. Steve's going as Shania Twain for Christmas.
Yeah, but if only from the That Don't Impress Me Much video.
You do have a pair of cowboy boots upstairs.
I'm sure I got leopard print somewhere.
You know what? I'm sure I got some leggings that'll fit you.
Look, you might be a 7-foot Shania Twain. That don't impress me much.
Would you at least pose for a picture?
No. Wait, you want evidence of this?
Yes. I'm just not like I'm going to make you, like, I don't know, wear it to the supermarket.
Well, make me. Anyway. Good job, Kat.
Thank you for getting that out of the way now, little twerp bell. She's a ball of twerp.
Why don't you sit over here where the dog sits?
You know, that's not your yap, and I need a lip.
She was trying to crawl, like, between the cushions here and then, like, in the little gap that was back behind here. Like, I just saw a tail poking out when I was in the setup. I'm like, what the fuck are you... Like, I thought she was like, oh, God, is there a snake in there or something? No. I think she was just like, ooh, where's this? It looks like adventure.
So she sometimes hides treats back in here, so there might be, like, a bone or something. And you
maybe,
know who...
Maybe it's, like, under the cushion.
She enjoys a good snacky.
Yeah, I was just waiting for, God damn it, a snake or, you know, some sort of crocodile.
Is there a mouse?
Yeah,
a water mice. Monitor.
How's there a wolverine here? They're not even part of this area.
Yes, you're in my
life. Watch out, bub.
Yeah. All right, ready?
Wolverine's not giving a fuck.
You all ready for this? I know you want my lap, and I don't want
it
you.
Is he
want
Steve's lap? I am using mother because I am forced to, but there's also a hole here.
What's down there by my butt, Cameron? Might want to look again? Just real quick. Just glance down there. Maybe there's something between those cushions.
Maybe you should entice her. What was that?
Maybe. Is there anything down there, kitty? She's looking at me like she knows this trick.
We have you, Steve. Peppy.
Good job, kitty.
I get him so well trained. I just have to look at him and he pits me.
And scruff and toss.
You can give some tender kisses. Just like him.
All right, ready for this?
Yep.
Like, yep.
All right, let's do this.
All right, ready? All right.
Two men on a dream vacation.
What the hell are they doing?
I sure think they killed her.
Back! Frank, they've seen us.
And get trapped in an unbelievable nightmare.
Turn off the light!
Why? What's wrong? What are you guys up to? What?
20th Century Fox presents Race the Devil.
We saw somebody murdered.
What?
Some sort of ritual across the river. A girl got stabbed.
They're chasing us.
Starring Peter Fonda and Warren Oates. There was nowhere they could hide.
Alice, look what was stuck to the back window.
It's some kind of message.
Witchcraft.
Witches!
There was no one they could trust.
Well, did anybody hear anything? Didn't anybody see anything?
Go on with your trip. Have a good time. Leave this up to me.
There was nothing they could do.
He followed us all the way from Bandera. He's here right now watching us.
But run. Peter Fonda, Warren Oates, Loretta Swit, Lara Parker. Race with the Devil. When you race with the devil, you'd better be faster than hell.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is... Everything I Learned from Movies.
And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Oh, we are capping off Roadkill Month.
Woo!
With a special Patreon exclusive of 1975's Race with the Devil.
Racing with the Devil.
Oh, but babe.
Steve.
We're alone for this one, but.
Oh! No, we have Cameroon.
Cameron. Cameron doesn't count. Cameron, what'd you think of the movie? What movie? Yeah, shut up.
My consciousness includes giving kisses and making biscuits and eating kibbles.
No film criticism in there? Or
I also have a PhD in foreign film studies, but I prefer to focus specifically on 1950s Indonesian films, so I cannot reflect on this one.
I love French films, boring pretentious French films.
All right, Dr. Cameron, thank you for that input.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Enjoy your Czech New Wave or whatever. Anyway.
Excuse me while I go lick my butthole.
Well, speaking of licking buttholes, babe, I don't know about you. I'm a little thirsty.
Well, I'm still too sober for that kind of comment.
Yeah, well, and here we are.
Well, Steve, in honor of your comments, we have from Rogue Brewing the Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Oh, no. What have I done?
Ale with natural hazelnut flavor. Just like your wife. Wait, what?
A little natural hazelnut.
A nutty twist on a European-style brown ale.
Brown.
Dark brown in color with hazelnut aroma, rich nutty flavor,
it's gonna be talking
and
about
a
secrets.
Smooth malty finish. Pair this with...
This would normally be delicious. Why is it
5.6% alcohol by volume?
Oh, there we go.
Pair with grilled cheese sandwiches,
okay.
Pork chops, bread pudding. Mm.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, my top.
Nice.
Didn't even warn you guys about that top pop. And the pour.
Oh, that's definitely a nutty brown color.
That is a nutty brown color. Yeah. Oh, it smells like hazelnuts. It's beautiful brown beer. See-through, has a gorgeous khaki-colored head, a really soft, creamy head that's lingering.
Creamy head, and it's lingering. Sorry, just reading. It was dedicated to Chris Studak and homebrewers everywhere. Hey, that's us.
Hey, we're homebrewers. Thanks for dedicating a beer to us.
We are homebrewers everywhere.
So this is actually our very first time drinking this beer out of a can.
Yeah.
We've always had it out of a big bottle.
Yeah, and I think usually it was like one we had like in...
At Rogue Brewing.
At Rogue Brewing, yeah.
Yeah, but occasionally we got they had those really cool... They're glass, but they paint them to look like ceramic bottles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. But, nice nutty aroma, like little roasty nuts on there.
Yeah, definitely hazelnut forward.
Yeah, a little smoother. Real smooth. Like, malt forward, but just kind of, Almost like a breakfast beer?
Totally.
Yeah. Like real subtle. It doesn't like have like any sort of like hop sting or I don't know. Like
yeah.
Or anything to it.
Yeah.
It's nice and...
it's just easy to drink. This is actually my first time untapping this beer, Steve.
Oh, shit. See?
So that's how long it's been since we've had this.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's Rogue Brewing's Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Get a little bit more.
Oh, you want some more of this?
You'll have to top this can this off. You'll put the whole can in with this brown.
There you go.
Sorry, my asthma's killing me.
Looking at you, cat.
Yes, I'm dying, Cameron.
That's cool. I'm just going to crawl all over Steve.
Can I eat your liver?
Can I eat your soul? God damn it. All right. Well... so 1975's Race with the Devil.
Racing with Devil.
From director Jack Starrett.
Who's he, Steve?
Starrett, maybe? I don't know. Let's find out. Let's see. He directed Run, Angel, Run, with an exclamation point at the end.
Hey.
The Losers. I'm guessing not the one based on the comic that was like Chris Evans and like Jeffrey Dean Morgan. It's one of those comic book adaptations everyone immediately forgot about.
Okay.
You remember that? Like 2006 or 7, maybe? Anyway. But yeah, this is another one called Losers. Oh, shit. He directed Slaughter.
Oh, shit.
Who's he? I'm going to have to show you that. I know it's on the Blood Bank or whatever. That's, I think, Jim Brown. Like, Jim Brown's attempt at being Shaft.
Okay.
And then it was like... I want to say Slaughter's big score, but like Slaughter's big hit or something was the sequel or whatever. Cleopatra Jones. Oh, shit. Here we go. One episode of Planet of the Apes. Hey.
Hey.
This. A Small Town in Texas. Hollywood Man. I assume another comic book adaptation. I don't know.
Probably.
No. And then a bunch of TV movies. Two episodes of Dukes of Hazzard. Treachery.
Treachery!
Sorry. Treachery and Greed on the Planet of the Apes. So it's one of those.
Oh,
you know what? He did. He probably did one of those because the movies were like two episodes of the TV show put together. He did Treachery and or Greed.
Okay.
And okay. All right, that makes sense. One episode of Beyond Westworld.
All right.
Apparently that was a follow-up series to Westworld. I don't know. One episode of Hill Street Blues and Kiss My Grits.
Kiss my grits.
And then apparently with that, he left Hollywood. No, I don't know. You can all kiss my grits. But written by Lee Frost.
Who's he, Steve?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. apparently, he was the original director. More on that in Fun Facts. But you may know him from Chang'an Women.
All right.
The Thing with Two Heads.
Hey.
Black Gestapo, which we own.
Hey.
This... Dixie Dynamite. That sounds intriguing. He also wrote and directed Love Camp 7, Witchcraft 70, Chang'an Women, Chrome and Hot Leather. Nice. Thing with Two Heads. He also directed Black Gestapo, Dixie Dynamite. And then Mickey Thompson, Man in the Steel Cage.
All right.
And Private Obsession. That sounds like it's going into the 80s there.
Private Obsession.
And looks like writing partner Wes Bishop also helped on Love Camp 7, Chang'an Women, Thing with Two Heads, Black Gestapo, This, and Dixie Dynamite. So there you go.
Excellent.
Oh, but starring in this movie, Peter Fonda. Woo! As Roger. Who's he, Steve? The original Ghost Rider? The original Easy Rider? Yeah, wasn't he Nick Cage's? Or no, he was the devil in Ghost Rider. That's right. He played... it wasn't the devil's, like, Mistopheles or some shit. I don't know, whatever.
Mr. Mistopheles!
Guys, you know Peter Fonda. It's Jane Fonda's dad. Dad? Husband? Brother?
Something like that.
Fuck it, I don't care. Or Henry Fonda's the dad of both? Okay. Anyway, Warren Oates is in this movie as Frank. Not Holland Oates, Warren Oates. Loretta Swit as Alice. Laura Parker as Kelly. I didn't even know their names were Alice and Kelly. They're the wives, I guess.
Right?
We have a return member from a previous Roadkill movie, R.G. Armstrong from the car.
Yeah!
He's Sheriff Taylor in this movie.
Hey, yeah, old drunk man!
That's right. And this time, he's the prick cop!
Woo!
And we also have a little actor named Jack Starrett in this movie. You know, the director?
Who?
Apparently he plays gas station attendant. Wait, was he Simple Jack? The like, simple tall blonde dude or whatever?
Maybe.
I mean, that's...
I was like, that's what I'm Simple Jack.
I mean, guys, you know what he looked like? He looked like the assistant coach on Coach.
Yes.
The big dumb Swede guy or whatever. Like, I don't know, Coach D. Nelson. Dobber? Ah, fuck, I don't know. Anyway, he kind of looked like that. That's why that came to mind. But yeah, babe, was this your first time watching this movie?
This was.
It absolutely was. I hadn't seen this movie. I had just read the synopsis. Two couples vacationing together in an RV from Texas to Colorado are terrorized after they witness a murder during a satanic ritual. And it had like car chase and stuff in it. So I'm like, perfect. Roadkill movie. It's what I'm looking for. If you'd like to watch this, which I'm going to tell you ahead of time, I recommend. It's on the Blood Bank. What's the Blood Bank, Steve? Glad you asked. If you go to patreon.com/bloodybits, for just $10 a month, you get access to the Blood Bank, which is a server that has,
woo!
I think, close to 7,000 hard-to-find movies, mostly horror, but, I mean, just about everything is there. I think Barbie's on there now. Check it out, guys. Or you can go to Amazon and give Jeff Bezos $4. It's completely up to you.
Support the Blood Bank.
Yeah, give Eddie the Axe your money, and Yobo, and Candace, and to, I don't know, a lesser extent, everybody, by sharing the wealth of the Blood Bank.
Yeah.
We start off, okay, so the credits start, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of like a familiar kind of frantic music, like just kind of like a jazzy, like, and it's like, wait, is this the start of music to like another movie that we had seen? It seemed very familiar.
It did.
Yeah, there's a lot of like, just random like jazz, like bongos and horns and stuff, like, I don't know, like the start of a...
Like, it's just the start of a lot of like 70s horror movies, but also 70s party movies.
Yeah, it's definitely like a... Beach Blanket Babylon kind of, but we see like this tree, and I don't know. Yeah, we basically have no idea what's going on. It just holds a tree and then it like shows it's animated with like a tree and then it's on fire and then that's like it. So then we go to a bike shop and we find this guy, Mr. Stewart is all he's called. We find out later his name's Frank. Played by Warren Oates. He's kind of looking around and he's like, hey, any idea where Roger is? Like, oh, he's probably out on the track. So then we cut to the track and we see Roger, you know, Peter Fonda. He's, I don't know, racing, doing some like short track racing. Like it's, I swear, like a quarter mile track or whatever. It's basically just constantly left turns on a bike.
Yep.
Yeah, we see like this RV pulling up and stuff, and I'm like, oh no, the RV's they're gonna like slam it to the side, roll credits, but no, I don't know, they timed it right, whatever, and they would have had to time it right because, you know, they do the track a couple times and I'm like, what's his time? 17.2 seconds. Slower than usual. And I'm like, so the RV crossed it in less than that time,
apparently.
Okay. cool. But we find out basically, yeah, that Roger and Frank, they're brothers, you know, Peter Fonda and Warren Oates, they're brothers, and they got their wives there in the RV, and they're like, oh yeah, we're going on a road trip to Aspen, it's gonna be great, and they're, you know, pulling out of San Antonio, yeah, go Spurs!
Woo!
Wimbanyama, Victor, Wimbanyama!
Guys! Ask Steve about sports ball.
Yeah, ask me when I think the Spurs are going to win the championship. Every year.
Woo!
Every year we have a number one pick on the team. But, baby, yeah, while they're, like, driving through San Antonio, I like how, like, one's driving, I think, like, Peter Fonda was driving, and then the brothers like showing off, like, oh yeah, it's like a $36,000 RV. It's got a television, got a bar here, yeah. Got a microwave, and I'm a custom kitchen delivery.
Yeah, that's right. It's Warren Oates.
Yeah, Warren Oates.
Because I had that childhood flashback. When my dad would get really drunk, he would come up to us kids and ask us if we were Holland Ass or Holland Oates. And I don't know what that means.
Oh, but I didn't think it was you and your sister, right?
Yeah, me and my sister.
So he's asking if you two were hauling ass or if you were an 80s rock band.
Right? But sometimes if he was drunk and we had people over, he would come out of his room and ask us that and then go back in his room laughing.
Must be nice to entertain yourself so much. That's everything I learned from movies. He's constantly laughing at himself.
I don't know what it means. I was like, it's just one of those, like, I had that flashback and then I'm like, what? Just ask me what it means.
Your dad's the guy, it's like, hey, working hard or hardly working?
I guess that was his dad joke.
I guess.
Todd, you're never going to listen to this.
Fuck you, Todd. No, anyway.
I mean, I don't know. We only have the top... Our podcast's only in the top 1% of podcasts of all time.
That's right. All fucking time.
Woo! It's because they can't make us stop.
That's right.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Quantity over quality. Anyway, speaking of which, night's about to come down, right? Like, they're... apparently it takes them more than a day to drive from the heart of Texas to Aspen, which, okay, cool. But, okay, so here's the thing with that. I know Texas is huge. I've driven across it. Trust me, guys. I know the fucker is huge. But San Antonio is, like, right in the middle. And, I don't know, they talk about, like, on, like, day three pulling into Amarillo and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, that's like a 3-hour drive from San Antonio. What the fuck have they been doing? Okay. Apparently, I'm just really fast on road trips.
Apparently.
Or I know where I'm going.
Well, but also, babe, you're not driving a fucking steamer ship.
Yeah, I'm when I drove across Texas, you know what I was driving, babe? A fully loaded moving van.
Which moved twice as fast as this land yacht.
Maybe.
It had twice the engine.
Maybe I had to keep it below 40 because the guy was constantly showing up. No, check out the microwave. Look, I can do it.
Let's make some margaritas.
Oh, damn it. It popped out of gear again. Will you stop fucking around with that microwave? Yeah. Could be anything. But anyway, they're looking for a place for the night. They're like, oh, yeah, there's the Hidden Valley Park Estates or whatever coming up here. That's a 5-star RV park. And the guys are basically like, nope. Look, there's a road, and just kind of pull off into wherever. And, okay, so you take this like dirt road. I'm like, oh, it'll be nice. We'll be secluded. We'll have the whole place to ourselves. It'll be great. And they drive like a good mile or two down this dirt road, and they cross a river, which I'm like, ballsy if you're in an RV. I'm just gonna throw that out there. But they eventually find a spot. They like set up for the night. You know, they got the grill going, they got the canopy out, they're good and fucking drunk, like they're straight to hitting tequila, yeah, or whatever at this point, right? Oh no, that's right, during the day, that's right, they still have a couple hours of daylight, so the brothers go and like race their motorcycles. That's right, they brought motorcycles along with them, why wouldn't you, right?
Well, I mean, they're drinking, so obviously
you're gonna have other motorized vehicles for off-road. So they drive those for a bit, and like they race each other for like $10, and I don't know. Meanwhile, the wives, they're like just wandering around, and one of the wives brought the dog
cleaning.
No, that's later.
Oh, okay.
That's later. No, yeah, they were just like kind of wandering around, like, oh, this is so nice. They're walking the dog Ginger.
That's right, Ginger. Yeah. The little like Lhasa Apso.
Yeah, whatever that is. Some sort of Pokemon character, I'm assuming.
Steve, they're Tibetan guard dogs.
Oh.
That's why they go...
All right. Ginger, yeah, she starts barking, and they're like, wait, why is the dog barking? I'm like, because it senses evil! Run!
Of course, then again, like, if we left every time our dog barked...
Yeah, that's just it. It's like, whatever, this dog's just yapping. Tibetan guard dog my ass.
Look, I used to be a firm believer in, like, trust the animals. But then, you know, I've had pets that are sort of like that meme, like, trust my gut. That thing can't even handle milk. Like.
By the third time, Cameron took your wallet because you trusted her.
No, it's more like, oh, don't trust anybody your dog doesn't trust. It's like, okay, well, my dog doesn't trust anyone.
My dog doesn't even trust me, so...
He tried to eat Steve, like, the third day we had him.
Yeah. But, yeah, so yeah, Roger wins their little race, and, oh yeah, the brother Frank or whatever, like, crashed into a puddle or whatever, and I'm like, oh, cool, well, this motorbike, you know, is underwater, it's not gonna work until he can get it tuned up or, you know, clean out the spark plugs and shit, right? Cool. So the night comes, yeah, they had dinner, it's a full moon, the brothers are fucking drinking, and Ginger's barking too, like, he's just, like, he's all, rah, 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 and they're like, what the fuck, there's nothing else out here, what's going on, right? And then, yeah, so the brothers are out drinking. They're talking about, oh, yes, it's good to be out here. I love you, man. It's going to be great having a vacation with you guys. We should do this more. We haven't been able to the last 5 years getting this business off the ground. And the fuck was that? Yeah, they sort of like a fucking grunt or something. Like, I didn't even know what the fuck it was. Just kind of like, was that you? What the fuck was that? And then they see this this tree, you know, from the beginning of the movie. It's like backlit by a fire, like a big bonfire. Just
yeah.
And they're like, oh shit! It looks like there's a bonfire and there's people over there. Should we check it out? Make sure, you know, see what's going on over there. So they like grab binoculars or whatever and kind of sneak over. And they're like looking through the binoculars, and I like how they're like, oh yeah, there's like chanting. There's some dude in the middle wearing like a cloak and like a mask or something. Fucking hippies, am I right? And then, we see a little better than they do, like through the binoculars or whatever. But yeah, it's you know, satanic ritual, I guess, kind of, you know, the cloak and the guy wearing like a fucking goat face or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, some sort of leather face concoction, right? And he's got this giant Highlander fucking longsword, and he's just dragging it behind him like the Kurgan in church.
Yeah.
And everyone's chanting around him. I'd say about half and half boys and girls, right?
No? Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, but they're like on their knees, like chanting, like, Wembanyama, Victor Wembanyama, you know, trying to get that first pick of the draft. And he's like dragging that sword behind him, looking at him, and it looks like it's going to be about to be a game of like duck, duck, noose as he's about to like pick somebody to chop their head off or something.
Right?
Like, he's stabbing him with those eyes. But then some of the girls start dancing around naked, and of course the guys walking through binoculars, they're like, oh shit, you're not going to believe this. What? Let me see. You know, that kind of thing. But then, you know, they're dancing around all that shit, and then they like pick up one of the naked girls and like raise her up.
Yeah,
like, you know,
she's crowd surfing.
Yeah, she's crowd surfing fucking Pearl Jam, right? And yeah, then we see the guy with the longsword or whatever. He pulls out like a little dagger and yep, bloop. Right in the stomach. Sacrifice!
Woo!
And then the guys are like, oh shit. Oh shit, did they just kill that girl?
Ooh.
No, maybe. That's what it fucking looks like. And then behind them in the trees you hear, Frank, Roger, where are you guys? And the wives are like calling out to
them. Turn it on all the lights.
Yeah, turn
like,
all the
we're
lights.
We're back from our wife!
Surprised one of them wasn't honking the fucking horn on the RV or
right.
whatever.
You guys want more cocktails?
And they're turning around like, shut up, these guys are killing people over here.
What?
He says, shut the fuck
up. I'm sorry,
I think
what?
That's them over there by those people killing people. Fuck. And they just start like running, right? And they're trying to look through binoculars and like, oh shit, they see us. Oh fuck, they're running. Get out of here. And they're like telling the wives, get in the fucking RV, we gotta go. And they just like drive off like, with the canopy still up, so the canopy just like rips off and shit. Or what do you call them? Yeah, the canopy on the side.
Oh, the sundowner.
Sundowner, yeah. But it's one of those, I guess you like stake in the ground or whatever, not just off the side.
Yeah.
So
I know like, so my dad spent some time at one point repairing those for people. They like roll up on the, like, it has like an accordion, not accordion, like a spring action that rolls it up onto the side.
Yeah,
and you basically just like drop, it's got like weighted poles that like fold up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like put them in the base or something. And then it just.
Yeah. It has a whole way where it all just like fits into the side.
Oh,
but yeah, they just rip that fucker right off. Yeah.
And yeah, there's people, yeah, fucking chasing them. And they're driving off, but apparently they're not driving off really fast because guys just like hop on the back and are like busting through the back window. Oh no, wait, sorry. First, that's right. They're driving off and it's like, oh man, shit, that was some crazy shit. We gotta tell the cops, blah blah blah. But then they come to that part in the river where they crossed before. Oh shit, we're stuck. And I'm like, yeah, you are, because you're in a fucking RV crossing the goddamn river. But yeah, so there's a whole scene where they're like getting out there and like trying to like pry. The guys are out there prying. It's like, all right, hit the gas. All right, I'm gonna see if I can find some branches and shit to get some traction. And meanwhile, you see like the guys from the cult or whatever like chasing after them through the woods. But yeah, eventually they break free, start driving off, but not so fast because guys are up on the back window and like crawling up on top and shit. And it's like, oh no, they're about to take us over. And here's the thing, like they're being chased by these guys look like fucking LARPers, like they've got like the capes from Home or whatever, and they're like running through the woods, but it looks like they're like dance running after them.
But yeah, they're definitely frolicking.
Yeah.
Like, some of these guys look like they're probably from, like, the local, like, dance troupe, and some of them definitely play D&D in their mom's basement.
Oh, yeah. And they're holding onto the back of this thing, like, breaking through the window and, like, poking at them with, I don't know, sticks and shit that they have. But, and I'm like, how are they... I mean, it doesn't look like they're, like, holding on to the top, really, and I guess maybe their feet are on the back bumper, but they're, like, getting, like, hit with shit and, like, holding on. I'm like, oh, okay, well, how's this working out? But yeah, eventually they get, you know, kicked and shoved off. And, the RV pulls onto the freeway and they're off. Roll credits, guys. What do we think of Race with the Devil? Nope, there's more.
Racing with the Devil.
Yeah, so we got to, like, the next morning and they're at the police station. And, you know, Sheriff R.G. Armstrong or whatever, Sheriff Taylor, he's sitting there like, all right, I'm reading your statements here. And you say you guys were drinking out in the woods and you saw some shit going down. And they're like, yes, we were drinking, but we know what we saw. We even had binoculars and shit. Like, you sure they didn't just, like, kill a goat or something? We had some kids, like, last month, like, killing cats or some shit. And they say it so nonchalantly, and I'm like, well, yeah, it's probably those guys, but maybe they stepped their game up. I don't know, man.
Right?
This is your town. I'm just telling you what I saw. And then the sheriff's like, all right, well, we got to go out there. Wait, what? Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it's like right before morning because they're like, yeah, we got to get out there and make sure we can get some evidence and shit. You know, see, you know, if we're going to like prosecute anybody, we got to see that it really happened and where it was and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, and I guess the boys, they're like, all right, we'll go. But
the boys.
Can the girls stay here? And like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Can they stay in the RV? Like, yeah, even better. Stay out of my fucking police station. No.
Right.
But,
keep me out of my fucking office.
Yep. So, yeah, so they head out to the spot. And, you know, morning's coming up. And, yeah, we see a little bit of them, like, in the cop car driving out there. And they're like, where are you boys headed? Like, oh, we're heading to Aspen. Yeah, it must be nice up there in Colorado. All these hippies moving in here in Texas and going to places like that. But you boys don't seem like hippies. Like, well, not really, no. We're, like, motorcycle enthusiasts. There we go.
Hey.
And they're driving, and all of a sudden they pull off right on the dirt road that they did without it being pointed out to them. And you see the brothers kind of, like, look at each other a little bit and, like, all right, whatever. And they basically, like, you know, go to the spot. And they're like, all right, well, this is where you were? Like, yeah, but we left a bunch of, like, our canopy and a bunch of equipment here. Should be a couple $100 worth of stuff here, but it looks like it got cleaned. I'm like, all right, well, all right, where's the spot where you say they killed the girl? Like, over there by that tree.
Sorry, real quick.
All right.
Auction ends in 3 minutes. $2,300 running van. It's out of Louisiana.
I mean, we'd have to go get it.
Yeah. Auction ends in 12 minutes. We're not deciding on a $2,500 van and a probably $1,000 road trip in 12 minutes. But just so you know, like, there's a bunch of them under $4,000 that are running on eBay. And eBay, I didn't know they do this. They have these vehicle reports. So this is basically everything Carfax has access to. So it's not everything that's happened to it, but Like how many owners? Like it's got a clean title. Never been to auction. No major accidents, as report, according to police reports. No recalls. It's never been out of insurance. The odometer was correct as of 2003.
Yeah, 98 was like 280,000 miles or some shit on it. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, and then like once it had a lien against it, so that means they took out a title loan and didn't
pay. That's why it's had three owners instead of two or something. Basically.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. So just so you know.
Good to know.
Sorry, talking about vans and road trips and whatnot. I jumped on the eBay.
There you go. yeah, so I even go check out like by the tree or whatever, and there's still like a smoldering fire pit, like they had kicked it over or whatever, and they're like, "Huh, that's weird. What's this? Looks like blood." Like there's a little like maybe a square foot of blood, like a little bit, and they're like, "Oh, it seemed like a lot of blood if they gutted the girl like you said." Like, well, still it's blood. And like, all right, let's look around, see what we can find. I'll take a sample of this and we'll send it to the lab and blah blah blah. Okay, cool. So they look around and they find a dog hanging in a tree. Then this is where we just cut to the wives cleaning in the RV, like cleaning things up. All the glass and shit.
They're like, they full on are like vacuuming and shit.
Yeah, yeah. And babe, when they're looking around, what do they find?
Oh, they find a note stuck into the glass, like shoved into the glass, left for them.
What's this? It's witchcraft!
Runes!
Yeah. Like, yeah, it looks like stuff. I know what we can do. Let's find a library and look into this! So yeah, then they walk to the library, and as they're walking by, we see this guy in like a red and black truck just like watching them as they walk down the street, and I'm like, Torgo? He's got like the hat and the curly hair and shit, and I'm like, holy shit, it's Torgo! Oh, please let this be a Manos Hands of Fate remake!
Yes!
Boop, beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop. Be great, but it's not. Well, or is it? I mean, it's pretty close, actually. Think about it. Right? But, so yeah, anyway, they're driving back from the spot. The cop and the boys. The sheriff's, like, skeptical. Like, look, we can check the blood and see if it's even human or if it's that dog that was hanging in a fucking tree. But, you know, we can't really do much if it's a dog because, you know. Meanwhile, the girls, they're looking things up in the library.
And yeah, they're at the library. And the librarian's, like, mean mugging them the whole fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're looking up, like, they pull down, like, seven or eight books of, like, witchcraft and shit. And I'm like, oh, this one has pictures.
Right.
And, of course, it's, like, pictures very specific to, like, like it's the storyboard of this movie.
Right.
But, and they're like, hey, we'd like to check these out. And like, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Those are in the reference section. We can't check those out. And, so yeah, they basically end up sneaking
but
them out.
But you can come back and visit them on Monday again.
Yeah. Yeah, they end up like sneaking them out in her purse or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. And even as they're like leaving the library, we get a little siren jump scare and it's like, oh, it must be the other cops in town. Okay. All right. So then we get back to the station. And the sheriff's basically like, well, boys, I guess you guys have done what you can. We'll, like I said, we'll check that that blood stain or whatever it is and go from there. But you guys can just go on with your vacation to Aspen and have a good old time. And they're like, well, our RV's kind of fucked up. We got a shop in town. Oh, yeah, over on the north end. You can go to Pete's or whatever. They can hook you up. So, yeah, they drive off down there. And, of course, they're followed by Torgo in the red truck. And then this is where a gas station attendant that looks like Dobber or whatever from Coach comes out.
Right.
And he's basically just like, hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, can you check it out? You know, check. God, they're basically like, hey, yes, a little something for the back. And I don't know, the bottom of our shit's probably fucked up because we tried crossing a river a couple times yesterday.
Could you check the oil, top off the coolant, maybe give us a new back window,
maybe order us a new transmission. Like, what?
Pretty much. This is a theme in these movies of, mm-hmm. like, people being able to pull up to, like, podunk gas station.
Fucking Joyride is the exact same way, yeah. where it's like, yeah, we got a new windshield and side fender or
whatever. Right? You know, like, I don't know. Like, I've legit pulled up to gas stations in the middle of nowhere that were like, sorry, out of gas.
Out of gas, like, out of oil.
This millennium.
Yeah. like recently. Yeah.
Right? Was it the Yosemite trip we took with your cousin Alicia? I don't know, there was some like trip where we were like way out in the middle of California and we pulled into a gas station and they were like, ain't got no cold drinks, haven't been delivered for 2 months, ain't got no gas, ain't got no oil, ain't got like
no, that was when we went to the backside of Yosemite, the canyon.
Oh, Lundy Canyon. That's right. We had to go into Mammoth. We were
coming back from there and we're like, oh, well, that's right, I guess yeah. we got to go to the next town then and hope there's something there.
That's right, because we got back in the truck and we're like, did we almost get murdered?
Yeah, like, are they like trying to cover up something in there? Like,
yeah, no, and like legit, the building like looked like it had been recently abandoned and somebody was just living in there.
You know what it looked like? The gas station from the beginning of From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They were trying to cover up old Skeezer.
They have vampires in the back.
Corpse behind the counter. Yeah. Goddamn Gecko Brothers, man.
I'm glad that we can remember this.
Yeah.
I have driven cross country by myself multiple times. That was honestly the most skeeved out I've been, like, in a gas station.
Yeah.
Next to, I mean, not the most covered road, like, the most busy road, but, like, a summer tourist yeah. road, not abandoned
yeah,
road,
like a major
highway.
State highway. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A
like,
maintained state highway
that goes to, dare I say, top three most visited national parks in all of America.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we almost got killed. Apparently, no, I know. But
you and I have had some fun trips.
It's true. But yeah, so yeah, they're like, great. Yeah, they're at the shop, guy's looking it over or whatever, and they, meanwhile, like, inside the RV, the girls are done like, hey, look what we found out about in this book, you know, they talks about the, you know, this ritual, and
it's,
shows them, like, the runes.
They're witches' symbols, like, no, they're Nordic, and we're appropriated by the Nazis, but okay.
I mean, can't they be both?
I mean, I'm just gonna say this, if you know witches and they're doing a lot of rune work, ask them some hard questions, because a lot of that shit leads back to Nazis.
Like, bist du fascisto?
Notice I don't work with runes. Ever. Mm. We have no runes in our house.
The Zodiac runes?
Zodiacs are not runes.
The tarot cards?
Tarot cards are not runes. Runes are very specific.
Okay, well, whatever. So yeah, basically, you know, now they're like, so what are we going to do then? Like, what's going on? And then this is where Roger, like, pulls out what basically looks like a piece of shirt that he dipped in Karo syrup or whatever. Like, I got my own blood sample, and I'm going to take these to some real cops in the next big town we get to. The real city, you know. And they're like, yeah, I guess Amarillo, we could be there by morning. And I'm like, where the fuck are you going? And at
right?
18 miles an hour. But yeah. So yeah, so they start driving. And they stop in the motor park. Because they're like, hey, we've been driving almost 3 hours today.
Oh, you girls deserve a nice day.
Yep. So the girls, they get dressed in their little bikinis and go to the pool and settle in. But one of the wives, like I said, I don't even know they had names. Let's say Roger's wife. She sees, like, there's like a bunch of like old people just like, you know, laughing and like looking at her.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she realizes everybody is just staring at the two of them in the pool.
But here's the thing: are they just people by the pool having a good time, and she's just taking it as they're all staring at her?
I don't know.
And that's when it's like, I don't know, because the other wife is basically like, what the fuck are you so freaked out about?
Right.
Like, oh, everybody's watching me. Can't you? I don't feel safe here. I gotta go. And she's like looking around at like the other people and just kind of like. Okay, I guess. Get a couple drinks in here or something. I don't know. But, by the way, the other wife, I guess, Frank's wife or whatever, what'd you say about her?
Well, all right, so her makeup in the first half of this movie is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she legit, like, just looks like a man in drag, not a convincing man in drag.
She has, like, a Bruce Campbell chin, kind of.
She
so
does,
very...
and they style her very poorly, yeah, and the makeup is bad and sort of gives her, like, a... 5 o'clock shadow look.
Yeah.
Because, like, when they get back from the pool, from there on, her makeup is significantly better throughout this film. And she just looks like a regular, like, 70s mom.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But the first half of this movie, she looks rough. They did her dirty.
You're like, is this supposed to be a surprise when she ends up being a dude later on? Like, yeah. I don't know. She's part of the club, the cult. But, yeah, basically they get back to the RV and, you know... she's basically like, hey, let's go home. This is dumb. But, apparently Frank, you know, he really wants to go skiing. Like, he's been looking forward to this trip for years, apparently. And I'm like, all right, skiing's not all it's cracked up to be, but I guess if you've never done it.
Yeah, no, he's like, nope. Well, I think what it more was like, nope, I have worked for years and I saved up for this and we said we were going to fucking do it and I just want to have my goddamn vacation.
He just wants to blow out an E. Yeah, that's the best, most fun way to do it is skiing.
Yeah,
especially when you're in your mid-50s or whatever you're supposed to be. I don't know, but yeah, I'd say mid-40s, whatever. I say that and I'm entering my mid-40s, but this guy looks rough compared to me. Sorry, Warren, but it's the 70s, man. It was different. I guess they didn't have moisturizer back then or something. All those preservatives to keep their skin from being a nice leather. So yeah, they're like, I don't know, what do you think we should do? I don't know, blah, blah, blah. And then this random fucking husband and wife jump into the cabin, the RV, and they're like, yeah. Hey, is this one of them new stream sweepers or whatever?
Oh, this motherfucker would be getting kicked out the back door.
Yeah.
Just, hi, yeah.
Oh man, it's really nice. We got the, I don't know, Seagull Lily or whatever, the fucking, the new Stratacon Roadmaster, yeah, whatever.
Get a Roadmaster.
They're like, oh, but man, this is different. This is nice. I like it. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, why don't you come on over to our RV and have dinner? And they're like, no, we got plans, right? Yeah, we got plans. Oh, cool. Well, hey, I know the best steakhouse. They always have live band over at the Roadhouse or whatever. And so, yeah, then we got to the I don't know, Country Roadhouse Steakhouse or whatever, though I didn't see any steak.
Right.
Yeah, they're sitting there having dinner, and, you know, they got the live band going. And we basically...
This place just seems uncomfortable. This doesn't even seem like a fun roadhouse.
Yeah, it's like the Double Deuce.
Yeah.
but because of the country music, right? That's why you'd be like, nope, I gotta go. but we basically got in their conversation, and the new couple or whatever, they're like, witches? Really? You think witches are involved in this or something? Like, I mean, we don't know. We're going to try to find out. And then they start panning in the band or whatever, like, as they're playing. And you see the guy playing slide guitar, and he looks like Torgo. And
totally.
So I'm like, oh, shit, is that Torgo from the truck?
Right?
It somehow blended into the band? Because in the truck, you'd always just seen it from behind with the hat. But now you're seeing the front, and yeah, still looks like Torgo. And then you also notice on the wall behind him, there was a, I think it's a naked Indian woman, like from the Kama Sutra or whatever,
yeah.
but it was in like a weird pose, like it was Vishnu or some shit.
Yeah, it was real fucking weird.
And I'm like, wow, really progressive here in the old Texas Roadhouse or whatever, but yeah, that's cool. So yeah, of course, a bar fight breaks out, as one does. And like, they're like, oh, yep, right on schedule. Like, there's like 20 people just right, like, throwing hands.
Aren't you surprised? There's only one so far.
And then the band just like changes the song to like, you know, like some bar fight music, right? But yeah, it's weird. So yeah, then they're, you know, wandering back afterwards in the RV park, you know, the brothers and their wives just like walking down. Oh shit, is that our RV? Babe, what's going on in the RV?
Oh fuck, what is going on with the RV?
The door is open.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and Ginger is hanging from the door.
Yeah, Ginger's corpse is hanging from the door. And yeah, Roger's wife runs, oh my god, Ginger!
Like, no, don't touch it. And she's like, fuck you, this is my baby.
This is my baby. Yeah, she's like pulling it down. Like, Roger's like, yeah, here, let me just untie the rope. And
people
let you
just start gathering
this.
Around while she's like, they killed my baby.
Did you see anything? None of you fuckers saw anything? Fuck you. Fuck all of you. You know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, fuck all you guys.
But also, that's not how you handle that situation. If I came home to our trailer...
She's hysterical.
If I came home to that trailer and my sushi dog was hanging dead from the door, and I was holding his little corpse, and I would just be like, has anyone seen the person who did this to my little baby?
And they just stare at you blankly.
Hello? Is this the gas you guys are all hooked up to?
Wait, what? Nope. Oh, shit! No!
I won't burn!
Honey, get away from the... Hellfire!
Fire cannot consume my rage! I wouldn't be subtle with my disapproval. Because I rarely am.
You'd be walking around the smoldering ruins of the place like, well, you eat what you kill.
I'm eating their hearts! Ugh, this one doesn't look healthy. You know, babe, I started to think there might be a lot of, like, viruses
here. Babe, it's on the ground. Leave it be. Okay. Leave it for the raccoons. They'll appreciate it.
You know who would have appreciated this?
Sushi. So anyway...
I will murder anyone who hurts my dog. Yeah. If you hurt his feelings, I will eat your babies. Careful, he's a tender soul.
That's true. He's very easily offended. Nobody saw anything, so they're just like, alright, cool. Hop in, drive off. And, they're looking through the drawers, I don't know. Oh, that's right, they were, like, gonna cook some dinner, like, well, you guys still hungry, or could... make up some coffee or something like that. And they open up a drawer and holy shit, there's a rattlesnake in there. And they eventually, you know, Frank's driving, he's like, wait, what, there's a snake back there? And like pulls off the road, and or no, he pulls off the road still going 40-50 miles an hour, and I'm like, motherfucker, brakes.
Break. I thought maybe there was a snake underneath.
There's a snake in my boots. No, but he's like going through trees, branches and shit, and all of a sudden, up, boom, right into a tree. And so then, by that, you know, the rest of them are in the back. Oh my god, there's a rattlesnake! And Peter Fonda like fell on the ground and like wasn't moving.
Yeah, well, because like, there was a snake right in front of him.
So it wasn't shot well, and I thought there was the one snake. And eventually Frank's back there, like, with a... was it the fucking... the ski pole. That's right. Ski pole, like, trying to, like, pin it or whatever. And Fonda's just, like, staring at what looks like a shoe, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, not even moving. Like, I'm like, okay, maybe he's just being chill so he doesn't get stabbed with a ski pole. Nope, apparently there was a second rattlesnake. Where'd it come from? I don't know, but it was right there in front of him. And, so that shit, happens. Eventually, that's right, fucking Roger, he's, like, trying to, like, I don't know, hypnotize it or something, like, stare at it for a while, and then just, like, snags it right around the base of the head, and then starts whipping it like he's Indiana Jones. Frank or whatever, he's got the pole, and he eventually, I guess, stabs it, I don't know, or threw it out the window, who knows, but yeah. Anyway, they're both done. I don't know, they're checking all the drawers and stuff for more, because they're like, all right, let's see what else is in this bitch. Like, afraid to, like, open up the microwave, and there's a goddamn badger or some shit in there. But they open up all the drawers, and, macaroni and cheese fall on the ground, like, mac and cheese scare!
Mac and cheese scare!
remember when Frank wrapped it around a fucking tree? Yeah, so the RV's dead. And they're like, all right, well, we'll check it in the morning when we got some light. Let's just lock up and, you know, work in shifts or whatever, I guess. All right, so yeah, morning rolls around, and we see Roger. He's, like, burying Ginger just out back somewhere. And when he gets back, he realizes, wait a minute, the fucking bikes are ruined. Like, they've got holes in the gas tanks, like the tires are all sorts of fucked up.
Chunks out of the tires, like,
yeah, chunks,
3-inch chunks.
They broke all the spokes on the wheels
and
shit. Like,
there's
no
saving that.
Yeah, it's fucked. Like, both of them are fucked because there were the two on the back. But luckily, the brother, Frank or whatever, he's checking out the engine. He's like, yeah, it looks like there's a little crack in the radiator from when I wrapped it around a fucking tree.
Yep.
And I thought he said it'd take 3 days to fix. Apparently, he meant 30 minutes to fix. Because, like, oh man, 3 days. First off, you mean like a day to walk to town, another day to order the parts, a day to walk back, then to fix it? Or
right?
But yeah, basically in the next scene, they're like at a general store. And they're basically walking up to the cashier guy and like, hey, I need a shotgun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what kind of shotgun? I got this. And Frank's getting a shotgun and, like, two boxes of shells and shit. Roger, he's going to the payphone, and he's, like, you know, trying to dial 911, but he's, you know, not getting a signal. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, they had a big windstorm last night. Knocked out everything in the county, it seems. Anyway, so two...
Big winds up north.
Yeah, big winds up north, that's right. Like, all right, so two boxes of shells and a shogun? All right, that'll be $12.85, or wherever the fuck it is in 1975.
Oh, it was like $435.
It was a bit, yeah.
But they had that cash on them.
Yeah, of course, yeah, because, you know, what's a credit card?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Credit hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah, that's right. Credit hasn't been invented to imprison the populace yet.
I mean, that didn't get vetted till the 80s.
Yep. Ergonomics. So they're on the road again. Going different places they ain't never been. But they pull up to a gas station. They're like, hey, fill her up. Yeah, fill her up. And what's his nuts? Roger goes to check out the payphone again, you know. And, yeah. You know, he gets connection with the operator, but apparently operator can't hear him. Like, yeah, can you put me through to... Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Are you there? Like, yeah, whatever. They're like, yeah, big winds up north. No, the gas station's like, oh, yeah, it's been out for like a month. No big deal.
Nobody
ever uses it.
And then he just like turns to his buddy and it's like, big winds up north.
Yeah. So, yeah, back on the road driving. And, you know, they're just cooking while they're driving, which apparently you can do in an RV. No big deal.
Yeah.
And then the guy in front of them just like slams on the fucking brakes and they like kind of rear end him. And then there's a tow truck behind him that just hits their rear bumper, and it's like, what? What happened? Like, I don't know, this son of a bitch here just slammed on his brakes. And, you know, keeps going. They get up to about 30 miles an hour, slams on the brakes again, and the tow truck slams him in the behind. And then we see, like, this other, like, big rig kind of come up alongside. Yeah. Like, oh, shit.
It was a box truck.
It was a box truck, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's better. Yeah, box truck. And like, oh, shit, they're trying to box us in. And this is where we get, like, you know... this RV and these three fairly large vehicles basically just doing like a fucking Mad Max kind of thing for a minute.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're trying to box this in. And eventually they ended up like taking out the one that was in front that was like a moving van or some shit like that. Like it was, or no, the open box truck. That's right. For some reason, he was like shooting the back of the box truck. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Go for the driver or the tires or whatever. But it looked like he was like specifically aiming for the center of mass. I don't know.
It was super fucking weird.
But yeah, whatever. But what happens from here? Yeah, they that's right. And I think Torgo and the red truck ends up coming up in the end, like as the fifth car coming in. The tow truck and Torgo's truck, they're hitting them, and then like the tow truck like hits a fucking caddy coming the other way, you know, because someone else is using the roads in here. And just... And the red Ford truck or whatever, Torgo, he just ends up going off a fucking bridge and exploding. Boom! Like, fuck yeah, that was cool. So then they, like, immediately pull over to, like, check on the wives who are losing their fucking minds in the background. And I'm
as
like,
they should be.
You can also do that while you're still driving. But to be fair, the RV's kind of fucked up. Like, half of the front end is, like, torn off, so you can like see the radiator and the engine and stuff, and you know, all the sides. Like, I think all the windows are fucked up at this point, too. That's pretty bad. And they're like, all right, well, wife's okay, cool, we got to keep moving. I'm like, well, yeah, if you can, do it. But, babe, what's that up ahead? It's a roadblock.
Roadblock. Oh,
apparently, there's been an accident up there and being diverted. And then,
there's a school bus. Oh, it looks like all the kids are all right.
I don't trust... School bus on a Sunday? Punch that shit! This is a trap! And they fucking hit the gas and pull through. And then, like, everybody just starts chasing after them and, like, jump. Oh, that's right. The gas station attendant guy was in there, too. Fucking Dauber or whatever. Yeah. And that's what... And he's, like, jumping, like, hanging on from the back and shit. But he gets knocked off, falling off a bridge. And then at this point, yeah, this is where it really gets Mad Max. Because there's, like... five dudes like crawling up the back ladder, crawling on top, and like trying to go through that back window, and it's fucking great. And there's other cars like pulling up and like trying to shove them off, but luckily one guy's like about to get in the back window when Frank pulls out the shotgun. Clack, clack. Bloom. And then the guy up top, he's like pouring something down the sunroof or whatever. What is that? Oh, shit, it's gas! It's gas! And so then Roger, fucking Peter Fonda, he's crawling up the ladder, get up there. But apparently they're coming to a tunnel, or there's like a low bridge or something, I think. And Frank gives like the little honk or whatever. Okay. And Roger like drops down just as the other guy like turns around and boom, dummy kill right off the back of the RV. Fucking great. Oh, sorry. He goes like, hey, you. Huh? Thunk. And then, okay, then they were pulled up the road, still being like chased by like, you know, Mad Max fucking vehicles, basically. And there's a fucking house in the middle of the road, one of them oversized loads taking up both lanes.
Our house in the middle of our street.
And there's like fucking crossfire because, you know, Frank's got the shotgun or what. Or no, I think Frank was driving. No, that's right. One of the wives was driving, I think. And Frank's like got the shotgun out the back. And there's guys like shooting from their fucking Dodge trucks or whatever. Oh, that's right. And one of them, I don't know. Somebody threw a fucking Molotov, like Roger threw a Molotov cocktail on one of the trucks, and so that exploded and was on fire. And then like the one Dodge truck like goes up on two wheels for like a half a mile.
Oh yeah!
Like what the fuck? And then how do they topple this car over, babe? The motorcycle.
Oh yeah, they kick the motorcycle off the back again. Yeah.
And it trips like fucking great. And so, yeah, they're, like, safe for now. You know, they're like, oh, shit, that was all of them. All right, we're still going good. And, you know, we're not overheating or anything. And then time passes.
Time has passed.
And they're pulling up to a detour. Apparently there's some construction up ahead. And they're like, ask the sheriff who's, like, redirecting. I'm like, hey, how far till we get to, no, that's right. They like see on like the one of the construction vehicles, like it's the Fisher, Texas construction. It's like, hey, yeah, we made
Fisher
it.
County or something.
Yeah, that's right. We're in Fisher. Woo! Excuse me, sir. How far till Amarillo? Oh, it's about 82 miles. Just right up the whole freeway.
Yeah, just
here
take the detour.
Yep. And so the so they're like, all right, well the sun is setting, but it's. It's one of those like day for night filters, and it's obviously shot at like 2 p.m. because right. You can see the shadows from the cars,
you know,
on the highway.
The sun's going down, and I ain't got no headlights.
Yeah, yeah.
We should definitely pull over before, you know, I can't see where I'm going.
All right, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Hey, let's just pull off here and make sure we're a good mile or so off the road. You know, no one can see us. We'll turn off all the lights, and yeah, we'll lock it up and do it in shifts again, you know, as best we can do. Hey, you guys want a drink?
We are going to make the driest martinis I've ever made. We're in the middle of nowhere. We're away from everybody. This is going to be good. We're safe. Everybody let your guard down.
Guys, we made it.
Woo!
Roll credits. Guys. Wait, what's that note? Oh, shit, it's a bonfire. And again, you see a fucking tree backlit by a bonfire. And then you hear a bunch of chanting like, Imhotep,
Imhotep. Imhotep.
And the whole fucking cast from the movie returns.
The
like,
entire
I
cast.
Swear to God, people that were killed in earlier scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Dauber's back. Fucking Torgo.
Oh, it's fucking, it's great. It's fucking fantastic.
And there's like this, you know, the fucking circle of fire, like somebody poured gas around the RV, like lights up and encircles the RV. And they're like, what? What's happening? And we get a fucking freeze frame. Roll credits?
Oh, first the fire lights up all the way around it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I said.
Sorry. Yeah.
And then like, roll credits, and this is where you're like, no, fucking gun it. Go.
Yeah.
Put that shit in gear and go.
You can drive through fire.
And I'm like, no, but seriously though, they rolled the credits to like a gentle wind noise. Like, that's run it, race with the devil, babe.
Racing with the devil.
So, babe, who won the race?
I think the devil might have won this round.
That's right. The devil went down to Texas. He was looking for a soul to steal.
That being said, I drive the fuck out of this motorhome, even if only does 37 miles an hour.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what's faster than they can run?
Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, that's a race with the devil. Babe, would you recommend this movie?
I would. This is a fun little movie.
I kind of liked it. Like, it's... Especially towards the end when it got, like, the Mad Max shit going on. But, like,
Babe, that answers my question. They weren't hauling ass, so they hauled oats.
Yeah, what? Yeah, guys, it's on the Blood Bank. It's on Amazon. I'd say check it out. Like, like, October is the time to see it.
Right? Get the spookies in!
Yeah, watch it and, you know, go on a road trip. That's what we plan on doing.
Yeah!
You know, prepare yourselves, I guess. All right, well, then we're going to take a quick commercial break. Oh, baby. When we come back.
What?
We have more beer.
Oh, my God.
Fun facts. And what we learned from Racing with the Devil.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey everybody, are you looking for the perfect stocking stuffer for the holidays? Do you like supporting the arts? Well then you need to check out untidyvenus.etsy.com, the top one-stop shop that always pops her top. Are you a fan of dinosaurs? Snacks? Dinosaurs made out of snacks? Movie monsters? Unicorns? Cats? Dogs? Rats? Shrimp? Pokemon? Tie-dye? Paracord bracelets? Paracord dog leashes? Enamel pins? Coloring books? Block prints? Watercolor? Pet portraits? Buttons, magnets, stickers, bottle openers, artist trading cards, or really anything else that's awesome? Then stop on by untidyvenus.etsy.com. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Etsy.com. New items are popping up all the time, so be sure to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon at untidyvenus. Or visit her website at izzycreates.com for the latest. Did I mention the Snackosaurs? How about Gary the Unicorns? Untidyvenus.etsy.com. The goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Check it out now.
Hi, guys. We interrupt your favorite podcast to interrupt you with an ad for your new favorite podcast.
Wait. Isn't this playing on somebody else's show?
Exactly.
So then how are we? I thought we were their new favorite podcast.
Well, we're going to become their new favorite podcast after they hear this advertisement for our show. What's our show called, Justine?
Superiority Complex.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Patrick?
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to @SoupComplex on Twitter, S-O-U-P Complex. And you can go to Facebook.com/soupcomplex. But our main page is on Podbean, and you can find us there at www.superioritycomplex.podbean.com. New episodes are out every Thursday. Justine,
yes.
What do we talk about on the Superiority Complex?
Nerdy stuff.
Perfect.
Don't get all sensual with your voice.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I heard it. It's a little inappropriate.
If you want to hear a little more of that, tune in to the Superiority Complex. One more time, Justine, what do we talk about?
Nerdy stuff.
Nah, wasn't the same. You tried.
There's so many podcasts out there. How do I find the one for me?
For so long, I've searched for podcasts all over, but none of them seem to fit my needs. Where is my Nick Cage Pissing Fire podcast? Where's my Monkey Tickling? I couldn't find it anywhere. Until I found the Everything I Learned from Movies podcast with Steve and Izzy. And now I get to hear about all the monkey tickling I want, baby.
So many podcasts out there are all talk and no Congo. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
Greatest living actor? Nicolas Cage, of course. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
one-liners, plot holes, gratuitous boobies. Fun fact, that's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
See if Everything I Learned from Movies is right for you at EILF Movies, that's Everything I Learned from Movies, on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon. Free on all the major podcatchers.
I'm Lucian Greaves of the Satanic Temple, and you're listening to Everything I Learned from Movies.
And we're back.
Oh my god, Steve, those are the greatest ads that ever added in the history of adding.
Ah, she said it.
They get better every week.
Ah, babe, I don't know about you. I feel like I've been racing with the devil for the last hour or so.
So you've been mildly meandering across Texas in an oversized vehicle?
My god, I wish.
Not Texas. You don't want to meander through Texas.
No, I mean, it's probably in the bottom 15 states.
I mean, I do it over Nebraska.
I mean, yeah. Nebraska, Alabama, Mississippi.
The Bible Belt.
I'd rather Texas over Oklahoma.
There we go. Anyway, we have from You Into Brewing, the Traitor IPA.
Ooh.
5% alcohol by volume. Forget the map. Pack the Uinta. That's what they did in this movie.
That's what they did. That's why it took them 4 days to get from San Antonio to Amarillo.
Apparently.
Which apparently you can do by foot. I don't know.
I'm going to pop this top. Ah, it's up.
Nice.
And the pour. Beautiful golden colored beer. Has a bright... Ooh.
Bright sucky head.
Effervescent head. Light cream color.
Light cream color, and it's bubbly.
Effervescent.
Yeah.
Lightly hoppy on the aroma. Yeah, a little bit. You definitely get some malt notes there. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an IPA, but it's not overly aggressive.
Very, like a little bit of pine, a little bit of citrus, but...
I drank this on a road trip.
Yeah, this ain't bad at all. This is probably like a session IPA, I would say. Like, it's... I mean, maybe a little more body than a session, but 5%. Yeah, it's just
we could drink this all day.
Easy peasy. Yeah. Not bad at all. That's a Uinta Brewing Traitor IPA. One who trades, not one who traits.
Yeah. Traitor with a D, not with a T. Mm-hmm. You know, like a Trader Joe's versus an ex-president.
But babe, would you be interested in any fun facts about this movie?
I don't know, Steve. Are they fun facts? Super fun facts? Because fun facts.
Well, let's find out. All right, babe. Rotten Tomatoes. You know how we started. What do you think the critics thought of Race with the Devil?
Did the critics think of this movie?
They did.
All right. I'm going to go 35%.
64% with the critics. Babe, this movie is fresh.
Oh, good. Good.
But nobody gives a fuck about the critics.
Fuck the critics.
What about that audience score?
72. 55. Really?
Yeah, actually a little lower than the critics. I don't know. Maybe because they didn't see the devil. And they're maybe. Like, no, it wasn't a fair race. See, I thought at the beginning of the short track we were going to see a dude with horns on his helmet. Any guesses on what the worldwide gross of this movie was in 1975? I mean, it's got Peter Fonda.
Right?
Fairly major studio, I think.
Hall & Oates?
Hall & Oates from the director of The Thing with Two Heads and Cleopatra Jones or whatever.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. I'm terrible with the money. Yeah.
$12.6 million.
Okay.
I couldn't find a budget, though, but...
Yeah.
Maybe a mild hit back then.
Yeah.
Jack Starrett replaced original director Lee Frost. That's why he gets all the writing credits or whatever. When 20th Century Fox head Alan Ladd Jr. was unsatisfied with the dailies, most of the footage was then reshot.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, wonder how that went. Coincidentally, Peter Fonda's screen wife, Laura Parker, once roomed with his sister, Jane Fonda. Hey, there we go. Sister.
Hey, sister.
At Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, shit.
So he's banging his sister's roommate. Wait.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's how we met. Through Peter Fonda.
Here's a fun fact. The rattlesnake wee-weed all over actor Peter Fonda's shirt when he picked it up.
Yeah.
Thanks, IMDb.
Thank you. Wee-weed. Can we be adults and say urinate?
I don't need your damn medical jargon. Clay Tanner plays the Motor Lodge Satanist.
So the motor park. So
was there a scene? Was there?
I think, yeah, the guy who helped himself in. Who then, yeah, he's like, yeah.
Oh. Wait, yeah, the guy that took him to the steakhouse or whatever?
Yeah, they were definitely in the end credits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah. But, okay, all right. And apparently in Rosemary's Baby, he plays the devil himself.
Woo!
See? So the devil was in this movie. Fuck all you guys that didn't get it 100%. No. But babe.
Yeah?
Here's the most important part. What did we learn from this race with the devil?
Oh, man. I mean, I learned definitely never leave your dog unattended at any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, apparently. You have to murder several hundred people and burn down a trailer park.
Oh, shit. Maybe that was the dailies that they saw. Like, we can't have people blowing up trailer parks. This movie's to kind of promote road tripping. I don't know.
This movie's to promote Satanism. We can't have the Satanists lose.
That's right. As 20th Century Fox's head, I worship Pan, the goat god. Like all of Hollywood elite.
critic
reference, got it in.
Achieved.
I learned you can find some pretty interesting witch shit in the libraries.
Yeah, they've all witch shit section.
I also learned apparently a $36,000 RV in the 70s was considered expensive.
Oh, it would easily...
That would be like $400,000 today?
Easily. I was going to say, at least add a zero, two zeros to the end.
Yeah, like fucking Dave Matthews Band is rolling around in a cheaper RV. Well, babe.
Steve.
Thank you so much for watching this movie with me.
Thank you for watching this with me.
And thank you to all our Patreons out there listening to this ahead of everybody else. If we decide to do a Patreon preview of this episode, we'll see. But, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed our word pictures and,
Yeah, go find this movie. This is a fun one.
Yeah, check it out. And, yeah, if you're listening to this, guess what? Now your Patreon gifts are on the way, so, happy holidays when those roll around. It's gonna be amazing stuff. Totally have it planned out.
Totally. We have big plans.
Totally. All of the plans.
Huge plans.
But, yeah, thank you for everything you guys do. We really appreciate it. Babe, are you on social media at all? Anywhere?
I am. You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus, like a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. How about you, Steve?
Oh, well, of course, as you guys know, you can find us on all the major podcasters and Everything I Learned from Movies, or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon, EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies. You guys also follow us on Facebook. You know my government name. Come on, let's be real.
I just wanted to help sing the song.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't help sing the song.
Or on all major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies. Thank you, beautiful.
Thank you, handsome.
Sorry. And I guess on that note, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Bye, everybody. Drop achieved. Drop achieved.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first six issues in a collected hardcover volume one. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.